96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may not be runway ready this fall, but wouldn't you just like to look good when you put on your fall fashion choices? Well, you can, and we are here to help you. As the weather turns, so do your clothing options. But what's the best thing to wear this fall, this coming season for men and women? Well, my guests have the answer. Harvey Star Washington is a fashion producer and designer. Tam Hush Lee is the owner of the Hush Boutique. And now is the time to get your fall fashion questions answered. The lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher. You can also follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so the weather is supposed to be cooling off. Still hot right now, but the white parties are over. It's after the first. It's after Labor Day. You know, you don't have to worry about your linen whites and all of that kind of stuff. A lot of folks are starting to think about, you know, how to look good for the fall. And this isn't just about the women. It's about the men. So, Harvey, first up for you, what is so special about the fall? Is that really one of the best fashion times of the year?
Well, for me, it's my favorite time because I get to wear furs. And I get to see other people in their furs as well. And some people who are not really into wearing furs, they can wear their urs.
Mm-hmm. Urs?
Yeah, their urs.
Oh, you mean the fake furs?
Yeah, the fake ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't wear a fur to work, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. I can't do fur. And you know, not everybody's rolling like you.
Yeah. Well, see, I wear mines every day, even if I have to go to the laundromat.
How long is this show? okay, so, you know, and I must admit that, you know, for me personally, I've always liked, you know, little fall, you know, fall dressing because, you know, you get to throw on a little bit more, you know, a suit jacket, a mm-hmm. vest.
You can do a lot of your layered looks.
Yeah. Exactly. What about you, Tam? What are your thoughts on fall?
Well, the ladies, I know we're extremely happy that summer's over because then guess what? The humidity's leaving. We can keep our curls and our hair. The sweat, you know, the heat is just, it's crazy. So I know for fall, you know, we love the layered looks because then you can do the oversized sweaters. We got the tall boots that we love that, you know, you got to get a new pair every fall. Doesn't matter. You got to get a new pair. So it's so many different things that the ladies can try for fall.
Now, let's talk about color, first of all, and let's talk about color for women, because generally speaking, when you talk about men, it doesn't change a whole lot as opposed to women. First of all, Tam, who decides what's the color for this fall and how is that decision made and what is it?
Well, actually, the colors, they come out of Fashion Week, which I just came back from New York Fashion Week, but they were debuting spring 2015. But earlier this year, they already debuted and decided on which colors were actually going to be hot for fall. So, ladies, I know all of my black addicts, we love the black because they're slimming, you know. It's the perfect color. It's easy, and it goes with everything, but we got to give it up this fall.
So black is not the new black?
No, black is not the new black. Blue is actually the color for fall. Oh. And we're talking about, we got every shade from the navy to the powder blue to the royal blue. So find your shade, find your happy, and whatever color looks good on you, just buy more of it. Mm-hmm. But blue's gonna be the hot color this fall.
Is that the same for men, Harvey?
Not really. My take on it is a little different than Tamara's. Tamara, with her boutique, she sells a lot of the designer clothes, so she has to make sure she has what her customers want. My opinion on it is I think fashion is whatever you make it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that fashion repeats itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just feel in my heart that people can wear really whatever they want to wear. And I know she was talking about the black dress. Yes, women always get comfortable in black dresses. So I definitely am I'm with Tamara on that, that they need to get out of that black. But you always should keep your little black dress in the closet and your black suit in the closet. But you don't have to wear black every day. And navy blue, I think that's hot. I think it's hot. I love navy blue. So for a man, speaking from my perspective, I wear anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wear brown, blue. I'll wear anything. I don't think I would wear beige.
Like the president wore earlier this week. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Some could say that was a hot mess.
I'm going to say that it was interesting.
Yes, that's a good word. Interesting.
Interesting, right?
Totally interesting. All I'm going to say is tailored is always better.
Yeah. Yes. Great idea.
Yeah, that's the first thing I saw. And for those of you who may have heard about it, you didn't see it. Obviously, the president was talking about some very, very serious issues. But I think the big buzz on his outfit when he was speaking, this is before the NATO summit, mm-hmm. when he was speaking from the press room of the White House, he had on a beige suit. And the president has always looked good in a suit, but this one didn't look quite right. What was wrong with that suit?
Harvey didn't say that, Secret Service. I didn't say that.
I did. What was wrong with the suit, though?
I'll let Tamara answer that question.
You guys are really afraid.
I love Michelle. I love
I'm
Michelle.
I'm trying to get invited to the White House, so I ain't saying nothing.
You know, I got some clothes ready for Sasha. I mean,
yes.
I
look,
say
yeah, look, we ain't going to be messing up our business now, okay?
Yeah, that's right. But
should he had it on? No.
And why not? I mean,
well, the thing is that the president has a certain image
right.
that he has to uphold, and the suit just was not becoming on him.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever the stylist was for that, they definitely did not do a good job that day. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm. It seemed a bit of a rush job. And, mm-hmm. and Tam, you just mentioned, you know, tailoring. How important is tailoring, no matter what you're wearing, no matter what the season is?
Tailoring is really, really important because it just makes you look great overall. It makes your clothes look more expensive than they are. And the good thing about tailoring now is that a lot of our not-so-expensive lines, like let's say, for instance, Zara, Express, you know, you can find tailored pieces in some of the more affordable stores. So it's not that hard, whereas back in the day, you know, tailored, it was like, oh, my God, it's going to break my pockets. No, not today. A lot of designers are going for the tailored look because that's what's hot right now.
But even when you buy stuff off the rack, because men have always, when they buy something off the rack, it needs to be altered. Women, not so much. You know, they kind of hope that it fits and they take it home. And if it doesn't fit, they kind of bring it back. Are women starting to realize how important tailoring is, finding their own tailor?
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? Spring 2015, on the runway yesterday, I saw a whole lot of different tailored blazers, like linen blazers. So for 2015, we're going to see a lot of those already. So that's already going to be ready to wear. You're not even going to have to get it tailored, which is a good piece for us because it's no work. So we want to stay with like the peplums. That's a good fit for ladies because it already has kind of like the tailor look. And, you know, a lot of the A-line jackets, those are really, really good too. So we can find pieces that already have the tailor look and not even have to spend that. You know,
and if they can't find them, I can design them.
And speaking of the runway, by the way, Harvey, you've got a model call.
Yes, I have a model search coming up.
Yeah, tell me about that real quick.
Well, I'm looking for models, male and female, of all sizes and ages, but the females must be 5'9", and the males must be at least 6 feet. And if they're interested, they can go to my website.
What is that website?
HarveyStarWashington.com, or they can just call the number at 202-265-4455 and get all the information.
Okay, HarveyStarWashington.com. We're going to talk about that model call, too, because when is this event?
The event is coming up in April. April, but I'm starting production on it now. Okay. It's called The Night of the Stars at the Convention Center.
Looking forward to that. Okay, yeah. Harvey Star Washington, you get some information about that. And also, Tam, your website real quick before I go to a break.
Yeah, lovehushboutique.com. That's where you go to get all the hot pieces. And then you can also follow me on Instagram. I'm at Boutique Hush. I'm always on there giving out all the fashion do's and don'ts and taking you on my ride with me as I journey through fashion. And I'm also in Sister to Sister Magazine Monthly writing a fashion column. So check me out there too.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, give us a call if you have some questions about not just what to wear, but how to wear it. And you know what? Maybe we can solve that argument in your house about what is and what is not appropriate. He says he likes it. She says she doesn't.
And we're going to tell the truth.
That's right.
Aren't we, Tamara?
Yes, we are.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the best fashion choices for the fall. My guests are Harvey Star Washington. He's a fashion producer and designer. And Tam Hushley. She is the owner of Hush Boutique. Now is the time to get your fall fashion questions answered. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise I will take your phone calls even after 7:30 when we switch over to SiriusXM Channel 141. Anthony calling from Brandywine, Maryland. Let's find out what's on your mind. Go right ahead.
Yes, like I was saying, it all depends upon the age and the fashion that you like, because I'm a 54-year-old guy. I'm not going to look good in straight jeans. I'm more like a Nordstrom person, laid-back person, suit and tie person. So I thought what the president had on was really legit because of his age.
Well, let me say this, Anthony, about the suit. There was nothing wrong with the suit in and of itself. It was summer. It's hot. It was a beige suit. It was a two-button, you know, single-breasted suit. The problem is that the suit, unlike the rest of the president's clothing, had not been tailored. And so he looked sloppy. And that's not usually the way the president looks whenever you see him. And I think that was one of the issues. Obviously, you know, as Harvey said, he wasn't looking presidential. And I think that was really, you know, the issue there. So, but I have a beige suit.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is you can't wear what everybody else wears. You got to wear what fits you, because what makes you look good doesn't make me look good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
So I think, you know, it looks really legit to me, because I'm a 55-year-old guy, and I figure I wouldn't look good in something that comes from Barney. I would look good in something that comes from Nordstrom's.
I see. Okay. Well, Anthony, thank you. I appreciate your comments. Denise calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
My question is about the 2015 fashions that are coming out, and I just wanted to know, will skinny jeans still be a staple, or are the pants looking more tailored, more flared? I prefer more of a flared leg. I've done the skinny jeans. I don't think skinny jeans love me too much. But
it depends on who's wearing the skinny jeans.
Right.
What body type and what size. Because Everybody can wear skinny jeans.
Well, the good thing is, guess what? On the runway yesterday, we actually saw a lot of wide leg pants. So, yay. The skinny jeans are not going away. But the designers, they kind of drew their inspiration from the 1970s. So the collections for 2015 will be a lot like retro, comfy chic, jumpsuits, wide leg pants, and tailored jackets. So get ready for the wide leg pants.
All right, Denise, thank you so much for your phone call. If you're on the phone, hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lala, we're going to grab you next on the other side. Stay with us, talking about fashion for the fall. We'll be back in just a moment.